there. I'm back with this week's edition of the program County Attorney Half Hour on Star Radio. The Carter Center sponsored program is intended to know what's on the agenda of the attorneys and how they intend to work around them. It comes to you every Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. and Sunday at 5 minutes past 10 at night. I'm Olive Summers. Welcome back and thanks for being there. Well, today I have attorneys Serena Galawolo and John A.A. Gabriel in my company. But first I take on attorney Serena Galawolo, who is assigned in Bond County.
As county attorney for Bond County, I am the chief prosecutor for Bond County. And I'm responsible to prosecute all criminal cases within the circuit court and at the magisterial court level also.
Okay. Now, what's the agenda like for this week? What are cases that are pending you will be dealing with?
For this week, I have about two cases, which are criminal mischief and one terroristic threat and a case. And then I'm also preparing the indictments for the riots that took place sometime or last week before last in Bond County, the notorious riot that you heard about.
So those are the three things pending. Now let's deal with them one at a time. Let's talk about these riots. So what actually are you involving?
Well, for the riots that took place in the county, we will be charging the perpetrators on four crimes. One would be for arson for burning the police depot at the Bangor parking station in Bond County. And we will also be charging some of the perpetrators involved with aggravated assault because some of them stoned the peacekeepers and some got wounded in the process. And we will also be charging some of them for the desecration of venerated objects such as flag that they took down from the pole and burned and tore into pieces. And we'll also be talking about criminal attempt to commit or treason, like the burning of the flag and taking down, going into the magistrate court and going behind the decks to bring down the flag. So, and for this case, I am not the only prosecutor that's going to deal with it. I also have the chief prosecutor called J.D. Biogas Genius, who will be associating with me in this particular case.
When will the process begin?
I'm afraid that it might not be for this strand of court because we are just preparing the indictment and except the state will move for advancement of the case on a trial docket. But other than that, that will be for May turn of court.
Fine. Now let's move up to this criminal mischief. What is it about?
Criminal mischief involved the damaging of property that belongs to other private people, the institution, the government institution, and like the burning of and going into people's home and damaging their things. Those are all, you know, what we call criminal mischief.
So who are those involved?
There are men, and we have about 25 persons involved, but they are all divided into categories. We have about 11 for arson, for burning, and then we have for attempted criminal attempt to commit arson, because like the magisterial court, it was set on fire, but luckily some bystanders and some concerned citizens went in the process and put off the fire. In that case, the court was not totally burned, so that you cannot call it arson. That is a criminal attempt to commit arson. But for burning the depot and the Liberian flag, those that were involved, we charged them for arson.
What about the terroristic threats? How many persons?
The terroristic threat is one of the cases on the trial docket that is committed against a private pricing. That is not part of the case that I'm talking about.
I know it's not. It's quite different from the criminal mischief. So how do you look at these cases that you have now for this term and for the May term? Are they okay? Will they be tried and be dealt with? I mean, because normally the court process is so long, you have to go through them and then you have to put them for the next term because they cannot be completed this term. So do you see these ones as being dealt with within this time frame?
We are going to try our best, but the criminal docket, trial docket for Bond County is so high because we have up to about 60-some more cases, up to 68 to 69 criminal cases on the trial docket. And we still have some indictment then prepared. So we are talking pretty close to 70-some more, you know, criminal cases. But however we are only dealing with few. We have done with two murder cases. And so for this week, we have about two criminal cases assigned, one terrorist threat and one criminal mischief cases assigned. So we are not going to, because of the duration, the time, the term is just 42 days, so we cannot really go into so many cases.
So how do you select which case should be looked into?
Normally, we attach priority to capital offense cases like murder, like rape, statutory rape, and what have you. And also, when a case comes on venue from another county, we also attach priority to that.
Okay, let's talk about your challenges you face within the county.
When you talk about challenges, they are numerous. I don't know, you could be specific so that we can talk.
Those obstacles that tend to impede your operations in the county when it comes to doing your job efficiently.
Some of the obstacles that we are faced with now, one could be like when the cases are assigned, especially the bailable offense cases such as aggravated assault, criminal attempt, terrorist threat, arson, illegal possession of drugs and all those things. Those are bailable offenses, and when the cases are assigned, the defendants are nowhere to be seen, and the witnesses come over to the court, but you cannot find the defendants for the cases to be heard. And these are some of the frustrating areas. And at times, again, when the defendants, those cases that the defendants are behind the bar and are not bailable, you cannot find the witnesses to show up. So these are some of the areas that we have problems in our doing prosecution.
The residents, do you see the willingness in them to want to take their cases to court as well?
Yes, the party litigants are willing to come to court for their cases to be adjudicated, especially in the cases that bailable offenses, you know, the witnesses, the party litigants are willing to come to court, but the defendants, once they are on a bail, they care less to come to court. And there is no definite address or contact person that you go through to have them compared to appear before court for trial.
So those who doing the bills, don't they write the person's location or contact person before a bill can be served or accepted from a person?
Well, they do have, but, you know, the judge, normally, the approval of the bond, it lies within the discretion of the judge. And when the bond is approved, a copy is served on you, on the prosecutor, and you have 3 days to file your answer if the bill is sufficient for that defendant to be allowed to be out. But within that 3 days, before the bond is challenged, the defendant is already out, even if the bill is not sufficient, like offer is not on the ground, or like if there is no proper address on the bond, when your resistance is filed, the defendant is nowhere around to be brought back under the jurisdiction of the court. So it's two-way street that the judiciary will have to help in the process so that there can be speedy trial for credible offenses so that the complaining party can have the right.
So is this a problem? Is this something like an obstacle that tried to, you know, delay the way the process should go? Do you see it as that?
It's not really like a delay. It's just that I call it not doing the proper thing.
Being the county attorney there, do you think that maybe you can have a chat with those responsible to see how it can be done properly?
Oh, we have done that. We have said that over and over. And sometimes I cannot go beyond my job description. So I think they have a lot of people who are in charge should be responsible to see to it that the proper thing should be done.
Okay, that's one. Are you mobile? Do you visit other courts around the county there?
No, because we have not received the vehicles that we were promised. So as such, I am only stationed in Bangor.
So what happens to the other courts?
The city solicitors in those part of the county normally forward the cases to the circuit. But it is good that we sometimes visit these places to see to it that some of the cases that need to really come to the circuit court cannot be compromised.
Are you getting the cooperation of the police? Because sometimes they tend to compromise some of the cases at the various station. Do you experience that as well?
No. For now, I have not experienced that with the police in Bangor. We have cordial working relationship. We have all worked together, and we have been doing everything in common, and like the joint security, we all come together and trash out issues and try to find solution as to how some of these problems can be solved. So I don't really have any problem with them.
Do you enjoy working in Bangor?
Well, for now, yeah.
Just holding on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a county.
The county is big, but when the facilities are there, it will create conducive environment and condition for the waiting. So for now, we are managing.
Do you feel threatened sometimes? Do you feel that it's not too safe?
Yes, that is very, very common. For instance, like the case that I just told you about that we will be charging the 25 perpetrators on arson, aggravated assault, criminal attempt to commit arson, and desecration of venerated objects and all those things. I mean,
you're talking about those for the riot, the one that took place, okay?
Yeah, we have been threatened that we should even be publicly beating for us to see or pin, or our home should be burned down and we should be attacked. And people who are making all of these remarks, they are now waiting to come out to work with the police to find the perpetrators of the crime. And some of them even interacted with the perpetrators, but yet they remain silent and refuse to disclose the names and identity to the police. And police cannot work in isolation without getting information from the community.
But why do you think that people will be threatening you? What have you done?
This is the question that didn't serve me to answer, because government is not refusing to prosecute whosoever that commits a crime. But whenever a crime is committed, they need to work with the securities on the ground to find the perpetrators, to find the doer of the act.
So have you been assigned a private security? Or the government have assigned maybe a police officer or somebody to you?
I don't have any private security assigned. The government security normally, or prosecution, criminal prosecution, and no commence with the police or any security apparatus.
Attorney Serena Galawolo, she said there are two cases presently assigned for this term of court. At the same time, she is preparing the indictment of 25 persons involved in a riot that took place in Bangor. She mentioned that when billable offense cases are assigned, the defendants are nowhere to be found. There's no proper record of their contacts. She is unable to visit other courts in the county due to the lack of assigned vehicle. In this light, the city solicitors are in full control of matters there. The program is County Attorney Half Hour 30-minute Carter Center sponsored program. It's aired on Star Radio Tuesday and Sunday at 3:30 and 10:05 p.m. We now moved to the southeast, signed to be specific. John Gabriel is the assigned attorney for that county.
The scope of function of the county attorney over the Republic of Liberia and not only Sano County is to play a prosecutorial role, especially so for the government of Liberia. We are the chief prosecutors representing the Ministry of Justice in the various counties. So as I speak to you, I have a specific modus operandi that is to prosecute government cases, both criminal and civil related, that have government interests.
So what are those cases? Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that is exactly what my scope of functions looks like in Sano County, like all other county attorneys in the Republic of Liberia.
So what's on the agenda for this week or a week or two? What are those cases that you'll be dealing with in this term of court?
Well, we had not too many cases for this term, you know. As I speak to you, we've made examining a very important type of property case. More besides that, we have been making a lot of indictments for the next term of court. As I speak to you, we are still involved with arresting criminals and perpetrators of crimes, and bringing them subsequently to court and having them indicted. As I speak to you, I expect the next indictment for the midterm, of course. We have to be advanced on the docket by the defense counsel. But what is most important is, like, I would be very happy if I were to discuss one of the most pressing issues, especially for this term of court that I venture in, was this thing that has to do with the Tsavo National Park. You know, the Tsavo National Park is a national strength and is one of our major inheritance, and so we believe that we should do everything to protect it, especially protect the biodiversity that we have in the park. And we also been able to launch our first operation in the Tsavo National Park. We've told the illegal actors to leave the park effective immediately as of the end of this month, and they've written us that we should give them 4 months. Of course, we discussed it with our OMIO counterparts, and they've also tried to advise us as to the way forward. We are studying the possibility of moving into the park now. We've talked to our colleague in Grandjean County in person of Adolfo Kamua, and he has consented to work in line with us. Too bad we couldn't talk to Grandjean because, you know, the park stretches between our Sino, Grandjean County and River G County. River G does not have a county attorney that is our like. And yes, you have one of them there. I think he's not a law school graduate, though. I will also try to talk to the police commander in River G so that we can do everything possible to move on the Tsavo National Park.
Actually, Gabriel, it's 4 months too long for you to give them.
Yeah, 4 months is too long for me to give them. So what I've decided, in fact, they have specific demands. That they don't have jobs, they want government to create a working opportunity for them to come out and be able to get jobs to do. But we have students like any other Liberians, they must have some trade, they must come out and find other trade, other jobs that they can do, go to some trade school and learn, and make their way through the storms of life. They don't have to engage in the illegal activities to make life.
Are those opportunities available in the county, Attorney Gabriel?
You don't have that directly now in Sando County. As I speak to you in Monrovia, someone that can come to Monrovia, there are some other jobs that they could learn. Some of them are carpenters and they learn masonry, other jobs that they know how to do. But they are only there because they feel that they can engage in illegal hunting, illegal pistol, and, you know, illicit mining. So those kind of things are not good. It doesn't augur well for our national strength. So we will do everything possible, because what is not done legally is not done at all. So we believe that we're getting out of the park. Come what may, I don't care how they feel about it. The park is not a place for them to go and get livelihood. The park is a national strength, and we should all try to protect our protected species that we have there. They are killing our protected species in animals, and some of them, in fact, they are trying to disturb the ecology. The ecosystem is being disturbed. Most of the animals are leaving and going out of the country into neighboring countries. And, you know, it's not good for our biodiversity. So always, I believe the best way forward is to make the sacrifice to get the bandits out of the forest.
I wish you success in doing that, Attorney Gabriel, but that is a long-term plan, because they are requesting for 4 months, which you said you cannot give them. So what are other things that you're dealing with?
Well, I, you know, try to make a difference. As I speak to you today, we arrested two commissioners that were engaged, that are linked to some suspicious deaths. People would die under mysterious circumstances. And they were claiming that because they are presidential appointees, they are not subject to arrest. And
so presidential, Attorney Gabriel, are they saying that presidential appointees should violate the law?
Exactly. That's the misconception that we try to correct. We've told them clearly that Campbell May, if you are a presidential appointee, in fact, we should be there to set the example. If a presidential appointee like myself, if I should commit a crime, definitely I'll have to submit myself to the law. I am not above the law. So why should a commissioner, who is just one of those little commissioners appointed by the president of Liberia, that will go and find himself linked to a murder of a president of a peaceful citizen in this country and try to shield themselves up under what you call presidential appointment?
How did that murder, the alleged murder, how did it take place? When?
One of our citizens was poisoned in alcohol, and there is something in law you call dead man declaration. Dying declaration, it is also called. Dying declaration or dead man's declaration. And if you are responsible for the death of the person prior to death, the person announces you or declares you as the assailant. There is this establishment in law that the dying man has no cause to lie on the living, because he has no earthly gain anymore. He's going to be the savior. So whatsoever you say has some truth in it, and if that is truthful, and we hold it sacrosanct.
Can I ask, how did you get to know that the two commissioners were involved? Did he call their names before he died?
Yeah, he called a particular person's name who was tried by the commissioners. Of course, they don't have authority to try criminal cases. They only have authority to try traditional related cases that are cognizable before the internal affairs, you know, kind of leaders, but not criminal cases that should be sent to court. If a man has been poisoned, and we have some specimen of the alcohol that was given to the deceased, and we are trying, in fact, the man died like a week ago, we tried to see what can be done to exhume the body, so that maybe some autopsy can be done on the body. We know it's a very costly venture, but we certainly have to do everything possible to set that thing you call deterrence into place, or else the act of just killing. As I speak to you, in a place called New York Point, around the second area, a drug dealer was butcher. Yesterday I got the information. Somewhere around the New York Point area in Sakatu, Nanaku area, the drug peddler was butcher, was cut into pieces, he head to the other side, and the pack, the meat or the flesh that the doctor is bad. Now, as I speak to you, I'm trying to see what I can do to muster the courage of my police to move into the Sakatu area. It's not easy. We are not mobile, and we are trying to do all we can to make sure to install law and order in Sano County.
Mobility seems to be one of the major challenges for you, County Attorneys around the country.
Certainly. And so we want all of the incentives. We want logistics. And most of us don't have the logistical means to be able to work. You imagine, Olive, I have to ride over motorbike, what the book called, pendant from one corner, one segment of the county to another, to make sure to inspect security operations, to inspect crimes, to go to crimes, and the rest of it along with my police. So we have to do all we can to keep Sando County peaceful, a peaceful place to live. So you see, there are a lot of violations, and we are so busy with indicting them. And we've indicted 9 of them now. we are also going to charge these cases, hopefully during the midterm of court. We believe to sell it at those who are the perpetrator. We've tried to get a lot of our evidence now, not which lawyers we call capabilities. We've got a lot of them, and now we are prepared for court. So come midterm, we are going to be very serious about doing our prosecutorial jobs and for bringing those perpetrators to book and making sure that justice is not the intent of a prosecutor is not to want convict. But we have a major gory modus operandi in making sure that the ends of justice is fully met. So we are prepared to prosecute people who commit crime in Sano County. No culture of impunity will be grown in this county. Nobody will just commit crime and go free. We'll make sure we prosecute them well.
What about detention facilities? Are there any available ones? Where are the two commissioners? Are they in detention as well?
They are still undergoing police investigation. Can you imagine a few weeks ago, again arrested a magistrate appointed by the president who did not issue a writ order a peaceful citizen of this county to be unmercifully flogged, tied and flogged to the extent that the man vomited, toileted and urinated with blood. And that matter was brought here and we charged him with aggravated assault. The man is undergoing medication and I think that he has been indicted. Although aggravated assault is one of the billable offenses, he was able to file a bill with the court and he's now in a county trying to get prepared for trial by next term. So you see, this kind of thing are going, there is a complete act of lawlessness that has been, bred around this county. If we don't do all we can to curtail this kind of act, Sano County will be one of the lawless counties.
Can I say those appointed officials are the ones who committing the crimes in Sino?
No, not all of them. But
the one or two cases you've mentioned so far.
I just want to discover the extent of the justice system in this country. That nobody is above the law. Instead of all other fighters, only all others in constant, everyone is subject to the law. I just want to make you to understand that as much as the government can punish its own, high-profile persons, so the cameraman down there should also take you from that and be mindful. Now, they should not think that the commission of crime in this country will help them in any way, maybe get away from what is done. So we are trying to do everything possible. As I speak to you, you have about 80-90% crime in Sano County now since we took over here, and we are doing everything possible except recent development that somebody has been butchered in the secretary area, which we are trying to do everything possible to send our security forces to arrest those involved and, bring them to justice. But I speak to you, all is well. Sano County is calm. People sleep well. Everything is okay now as I speak to you.
What about the prison facilities?
The prison facility is not too bad, of course. You have, though it's a bit small, but I think there's only a quick impact project. Some project is not going on there. They are trying to expand the prison facilities. What we used to lock there was this prison for juvenile. And those who've been sentenced, there are some sentenced persons that need to be all by themselves, but they are mixed with some juveniles and female, our female prison facility. And we've been trying to talk to our partners, to the Ministry of Justice. And now that there is a big extension that is now going on, they are expanding the prison facility now. We don't have too many correction officers. The little we have, they are managing them. All is okay unless the prisoners are being fed 2-3 times a day. I think everything is well here.
Attorney John Gabriel of Sino County. He's in the process of preparing indictments to be served. But at the moment, there's one burning issue, the illegal occupants at the Sapo National Park, who he said are depleting the ecosystem. He has also arrested two commissioners for their alleged involvement in the suspicious death of a man. According to Attorney Gabriel, they are not clothed with the authority to try criminal cases. They are presently undergoing police investigation. On that note, we've come to the end of this edition of County Attorney Half Hour on Star Radio. This program is sponsored by Carter Center with the intent of highlighting the works of the attorneys around the country. I'm Olive Thomas, thanking you for being there.